Vigyana. By acquired knowledge.
By acquired knowledge.
Vigyana.
Vigyana.
And realized knowledge.
And realized knowledge.
Tripta.
Tripta.
Satisfied.
Satisfied.
Atma.
Atma.
A living entity.
A living entity.
Kudastaha.
Kudastaha.
Spiritually situated.
Spiritually situated.
Vijita Indriyaha.
Vijita Indriyaha.
Centrally controlled.
Centrally controlled.
Yuktaha.
Yuktaha.
Competent for self-realization.
Competent for self-realization.
Iti. Thus.
Thus.
Uchyate.
Uchyate.
Is said.
Is said.
Yogi.
Yogi.
A mystic.
Mystic.
Sama,
Sama.
Equipoise.
Equipoise.
Dostra,
Dostra.
Pebbles.
Pebbles.
Ashma,
Ashma.
Stone.
Stone.
Kanchanaha.
Kanchanaha.
Gold.
Gold.
A person is said to be established in self-realization and is called a yogi or mystic when he is fully satisfied by virtue of acquired knowledge and realization. Such a person is situated in transcendence and is self-controlled. He sees everything, whether it be pebbles, stone, or gold, as the same. Purport. Book knowledge without realization of the Supreme Truth is useless. This is stated as follows. Ata Shri Krishna Namadi Nabhave Graham Indriye Sevan Mukehi Jivado Svayameva Spratyadaha. No one can understand the transcendental nature of the name, form, quality, and pastimes of Shri Krishna through his materially contaminated senses. Only when one becomes spiritually saturated by transcendental service to the Lord are the transcendental name, form, qualities, and pastimes of the Lord revealed to him. This Bhagavad Gita is the science of Krishna consciousness. No one can become Krishna conscious simply by mundane scholarship. One must be fortunate enough to associate with a person who is in pure consciousness. A Krishna conscious person has realized knowledge by the grace of Krishna because he is satisfied with pure devotional service. By realized knowledge, one becomes perfect. By transcendental knowledge, one can remain steady in his convictions, but by mere academic knowledge, one can be easily deluded and confused by apparent contradictions. It is the realized soul who is actually self-controlled, because he has surrendered to Krishna. He is transcendental because he has nothing to do with mundane scholarship. For him, mundane scholarship and mental speculation, which may be as good as gold to others, are of no greater value than pebbles or stone. Om Jnanati Niranjasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Yuditam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mahobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupakadamayam Tathati Shapadantikam Jnana Vijnana Triptatma Bhutasto Vijitendriya Yukti Tuchite Yogi Samalos Prashma Kanchana. Here Srila Prabhupada focuses on the distinction between Gyan and Vigyan. You know the distinction? Gyana means book knowledge. The knowledge that you can get by reading a book is Gyan. You can know so many things by simply by reading. That's Gyan. Vigyan means realized knowledge. That's different from book knowledge. You may read a book about how to do heart surgery. That doesn't mean you know how to do it. That requires realization.
No one would go to a heart surgeon who's only read the books. But Vigyan is knowledge that you've assimilated so well, that you've understood so thoroughly, that you can apply it. Or you've understood it thoroughly enough so that you can apply it in your life. That's Vigyan. Not simply theoretical understanding, but practical understanding. That you can apply it. If you can't apply it, it's not practical. Or for you, it's not practical. One has to get realized knowledge, assimilated, practical, actually understood. That's Vigyan. Tad Vigyan Artam Saguru Neva Vigyashche. To get that Vigyan, one must approach a bona fide guru. Tad Vigyan Artam, for this, to get the benefit of that Vigyan, Sa Guru Eva of Vigyashche, one must approach, not may approach. Vigyashche is imperative, one must. Eva, definitely. One must approach a Pramanic Guru in order to understand the science. And one has to, under the guidance of the realized soul, one has to engage in service. Sevan Mukhei Jivadana. The service begins with the tongue. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama 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 Hare. And honoring Krishna Prasada. Because the tongue has two functions, to vibrate and to taste. So vibration, Hare Krishna, transcendental sound, and tasting, Krishna Prasada. Hare Krishna. Do you have enough room? Or come sit here. All this real estate which is not being used. Yes. Or you can sit here.
No, I can just translate to him. He's a Hindi.
Who are you translating for?
Yeah, he is a Hindi. Mm-hmm. He knows Hindi.
Oh, okay. So when we serve Krishna with the tongue, then that's the beginning. The other senses will also fall into line or become engaged in Krishna's service. We can begin to understand Krishna, because na bhaved grahyam indriya, he can't simply be understood by the gross senses or the subtle mind. Krishna is transcendental. His name is transcendental, his form, his qualities, everything transcendental. So if we want to understand Krishna, we'll understand when Krishna reveals himself. When Krishna reveals himself. Nayam atma pravachanena labhyo namiyatriya naya bhavana shrutena. One can't understand Krishna simply by attending lectures or by exercising one's intelligence, by hearing from so many as that. When Krishna gives his mercy, then we can understand Krishna. And how does Krishna give his mercy? Asevam yukhi, when he's pleased by our service. Therefore, approaching the Guru is also not just a matter of like attending a school class. Tad vidhi pranipatena padiprashnena sabriya. One has to approach with surrender, with questions, with service. Then that combination of submission and service and questions will result in understanding. This is the transcendental process. It's not simply mundane scholarship. I go out and pick up a big pile of books and read. And then what else and what else and what else? Read. And there's so many big scholars. There are scholars. They're unbelievably learned in Krishna consciousness. In Krishna consciousness means in Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy. I know one scholarly friend who's incredibly learned. Mention an associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he can tell you all about him. Mention something that happened in Gaudiya Vaishnava history, he can tell you the whole story. Mention a philosophical teaching, he can give you the whole thing up and down. Incredibly learned. But he's not a devotee. Even these four regulative principles are not part of his life. Maybe some of them are, but not all four. That means it's academic knowledge. Oh, if we didn't check, by the way, check to see that your mobiles are on. Yes.
Silent, mobile silent. Already I told them, but new person. All silent.
So by the academic process, one may know so much about Krishna, so much about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so much about Bhagavad Gita, so much about Vaishnava philosophy, but it remains theoretical. It remains an academic topic for study. Unless one actually takes the process of Krishna consciousness under proper guidance. Then, jnana vijnana, then you get jnana vijnana sahitam yajgatva amoksha seshubha. Krishna says that by this combination of knowledge and realization, one can get free from material existence. Jnana vijnana sahitam yajgatva amoksha seshubha. So jnana and vijnana. Jnana vijnana triptatma. By jnana and vijnana, the soul becomes satisfied. Simply jnana will not satisfy. One reads so many books and one wants to read so many more books, but the soul doesn't become satisfied. Soul becomes satisfied by devotional service. Yenatma supersedeti. So by devotional service, triptatma, one becomes satisfied on the spiritual platform. I have my relationship, I'm spirit soul, I'm not this body. I have my relationship with Krishna. So triptatma. He becomes spiritually satisfied, which means now he's not materially thirsty. Yes. And kutastha. Kutastha means steadily situated. That's kutastha. Kutastha. Steadily situated. And vijitendriya. Because he's situated in Krishna consciousness, he's able to control his senses. Vijitendriya. He's satisfied in Krishna consciousness. If one is always dissatisfied for lack of Krishna consciousness, then the senses will be looking here and there. Where can I get some satisfaction? Mind will be going here and there. Where can I get some satisfaction? But when one is satisfied in Krishna consciousness, then the senses also become controlled, being engaged in Krishna service. Yukta, he's connected with Krishna, and therefore he's called a yogi, a Krishna conscious person. Samalostashma kanchana, he's not interested in materially advancing. So for such a person, pebbles, gold, stone, they're all the same. Nirmamo nirahankara sashanta madhigashchiti. He knows nothing is mine, and I'm not this body. Therefore, he's peaceful. And because he's peaceful, he can be happy. Ashanta sukutasuka. Without peace, how can one be happy? So, samalostrashma kanchanaha. People are running after gold, running after gold, running after gold. Krishna conscious person, what is the use of this gold? He knows, I'm not going to hold on to this gold. The gold is not going to make me happy. So, pebbles, stone, gold, anything. It's Krishna's property, it's not my property. So. And here Prabhupada takes a nice turn on the verse, that for some people, academic education is as good as gold. And for the Krishna conscious person, it's as good as pebbles and stones. He doesn't value it so highly. No. He knows that no PhD will make me successful in my life. No amount of academic education. I'll be actually educated when I have spiritual education, or I'll actually make my life successful when I understand Krishna. No other understanding will make my life successful. One has to be engaged in the service of Krishna, and everything is all right. Take some questions. Maybe a few minutes more.
As you told that four regulative principles, if someone is not doing before coming to the Krishna consciousness, and still he is doing Krishna consciousness, and still that habits he has not, is doing, still he is doing. So is it right? Or
no, it's not right.
It's not right, I know, but
he's that he's serving, that's right. That he's breaking one or more of these principles is not right.
And if he's considering that what I am doing, I am feeling that I am getting Krishna in that. I am attached with Krishna. Suppose if he is drinking, or suppose if I am eating something, I feel that I am just interacting with Krishna, I see Krishna in that. Is it right?
First thing is that a fact or is it a bluff? You know, does he actually think of Krishna while drinking, while eating these things and so on? Is he actually thinking of Krishna, or is it just, you know, like a covering? Oh, I'm thinking of Krishna while I'm doing this. You know? Is it a fact? But it's a fact, even if he thinks of Krishna while drinking. Krishna says, Rasuham Mapsukantya. I'm the taste of the liquid. But while drinking, if he thinks of Krishna, oh, Krishna is the taste of this, he makes advancement. If you think while drinking that the taste of this drink is Krishna, somehow you're thinking of Krishna, so you make progress. The taste of this Jack Daniels is Krishna. Somehow you're thinking of Krishna, you make progress. But not the same progress that you would make by giving up these things and thinking of Krishna. These things are all impediments to spiritual advancement. The great impediments to spiritual progress. Gambling, drinking, illicit sex, meat eating. While eating meat, what kind of thinking of Krishna will you do? Krishna's Govinda, he's the well-wisher of the cows that I'm eating. How will you think like that?
Not that thing. While drinking.
Before you pass out, you'll think of Krishna. As your mind becomes foggier and foggier, you'll think of Krishna. Intoxication means to cloud the mind. No one's mind becomes sharper by drinking. Or the mind becomes cloudier or more confused. So on the way to confusion, if you think of Krishna, that's all right. But why be confused? If we want to purify the mind, why cloud the mind? Why cloud the mind? And if we want to attain Krishna, why remain attached to this Maya. So this intoxication. By intoxication one imagines, now I'm advanced, I'm this, that. That's just intoxication. Maybe imagines now I'm a great devotee, or imagines whatever he imagines. But it's simply, what's the word? It's a dream, a drunkard's dream. Krishna is pure. If one wants to reach Krishna, one has to purify one's consciousness. These four rules are very important. What is the benefit of this intoxication anyway? Spends money, clouds the mind, messes up the liver, endangers your life or someone else's life if you're driving a vehicle, which everybody does, despite all the advertising. Everybody who drinks also drives. So you endanger your life and the lives of the people around you. What else? Make yourself stink. Right? Smell of liquor. Move toward the mode of ignorance instead of the mode of goodness. That'll do for a start. So what is the benefit of this? No benefit and all, what's the word, debits, all disadvantages.
I know a person who drinks who is Krishna conscious, but every time I tell him why do you drink, so he's like, when I drink, I sit alone and I self-realize.
It leads to self-realization. He's fooling himself. That's one of the benefits of intoxication. You can fool yourself. I'm Napoleon. Hey! Bring my ship. Yeah, imagine so many things. Because he's drunk. So you can imagine you're Napoleon, you can imagine you're self-realized, you can imagine you're Krishna, you can imagine you're Krishna conscious. It's all imagination. In the 1960s, especially, this LSD was very prominent, and it was regularly preached that you take this LSD and you become self-realized. So people were taking this LSD and I'm seeing so many things and imagine now I'm becoming self-realized. Actually, they were becoming confused. But they're imagining in their confusion, I'm becoming self-realized. So your friend is imagining only. Maya's tricking him. That you drink this and you become self-realized.
It's confusing for me because he serves Krishna so much.
He
serves Krishna a lot. Same time he drinks,
that means his service to Krishna a lot is adulterated at best. And Jesus also said, a man can't serve two masters. We're trying to serve Maya, Krishna, and we're attached to the service of Maya. We can look at it another way, that on the good side he's got some attachment to Krishna, but he can't make proper advancement because he's holding on to Maya also. You know, you're throwing me a rope to get out of the well and I'm holding on to the little ring or something down there in the bottom of the well. How are you going to pull me out? You have to let go of that. Then you can get pulled out. So he wants to do both. He wants to be attached to Krishna and he wants to be attached to Maya also. Well, that's not going to be successful. Therefore, at the time of initiation, the spiritual master demands no intoxication, no meat-eating, no desire, so that the disciple can make real advancement. It's Striyam sunam, dhyutam panam striyam sunam, yatra dharma chaturvida. Where these four things are present, a dharma is present. Gambling, intoxication, meat eating, and this is. How am I going to make progress? Well, I'm remaining attached to this adharma. Well, it's good, there's something, he's got some attraction to Krishna, or he serves Krishna so much, whatever. Even the drunkard may render service to Krishna. But his material attachment is going to hold him back. And if you say, well, by this, I'm making, it helps me in my spiritual progress, then he's fooling himself only. Or Maya is fooling him. By this intoxication, I'm making progress.
How to control that? This situation, how to manage?
Drink nectar.
Nectar.
You want to drink, drink something. There's so many nice things to drink, why drink that? And if you want to become intoxicated, chant Hare Krishna and become intoxicated. And the chanting. Raso varjam rasopyasya param drishtva. If one gets a higher taste, he can give up the lower thing. He's actually getting a higher taste from serving Krishna. Then he should, the symptom will be bhaktir parasyanu bhavo viraktir anyatra. The symptom of one who's actually Krishna conscious is that he gives up his material attachment. Detached?
Giving up material.
Means, first of all, no gambling, no intoxication, no meat eating, no illicit sex. That's the main thing. Then he gives up other material attachments. He thinks, this is not mine, this is not. The spirit of enjoyment he gives up. And instead takes to the spirit of service. Yeah. Detachment means I become more attached to Krishna, then automatically I lose my material attachments. We stop now, huh? Or you tell me. When do we go to?
5 minutes more with him.
Loud. Double loud. Or someone relay.
He's saying that if he's not able to take prasadam, he's only able to chant because of some problems. So
how do you live? Prasadam means eating. You're living without eating?
No, Krishna prasadam.
No, because some of the bachelors, they have to eat outside because there is no facility to cook. So that is the reason he's asking.
They eat without onion and garlic or something like that.
No, without onion and garlic, but without... He cannot cook, cooking one onion.
What conclusion? They
don't have cooking facility. So this is the problem. He's a very serious devotee, but no cooking facility. So no prasadam, only chanting he is doing. He's doing attending Mangalarti every day and chanting. And reading books, hearing lectures. Problem is prasadam.
Of course, if you're attending Mangalarti, there should be some prasadam.
And there's whatever he's getting, is it?
That should be there. Then, if you can't, if you know, not possible to get, then you have to think that whatever I'm taking, that's being provided by Krishna. So it's Krishna's mercy. That's also prasadam. If you can't cook an offer to Krishna, then you can think that whatever I'm getting, that's also Krishna's mercy.
In that case, he can offer in the whatever restaurant he's going without onion garlic one. He just offers.
Simply,
like,
you can think that this is coming from Krishna. That's it. From one point of view, everything is Krishna's mercy.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is Krishna's mercy. So just our consciousness has to be there. that this is Krishna's mercy. That's also prasanna.
Sometimes some people say this onion and garlic also is Krishna. See, they make and they eat.
Arsenic is also Krishna. Stool is also Krishna. And why don't you eat arsenic? Why don't you eat stool? It tells you, if you're so realized that everything is Krishna, why don't you eat arsenic? Again, this is just, you know, sophistical argument. Like the criminal, yeah, by shooting people, I'm doing a service to the country. But that's not, service to the country means you have to serve according to the law, not make your own law. Oh, I'm shooting these guys, I'm actually a patriot. No. Okay.
His Holiness Jaya Swami Maharaj ki
jai.
Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Gaur Premanande.
Amen.